This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
So Abdul Carter, visiting with the Giants, put out a pretty dope post of Lawrence Taylor.
Thank you, Rick Kamla.
And it's a great picture of LT. And, you know, the Giants put this out years ago. It's LT on his card, and it says, once a Giant, always a Giant. And, of course, Abdul Carter is trying to influence the Giants to pick him third overall.
Right.
But he's visiting with them. Listen, I think, Mike, you know, this. It's funny. This thing kind of shifted. You go back 3-4 weeks ago, was Abdul Carter's probably going number one overall. Then it shifted to Cam Ward, and then Cam Ward basically, you know, pounded his chest. I've solidified this thing after his pro day. And so the Titans are like, all right, well, maybe we're going Cam Ward. Carter is going to be two or three. It's going to be either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Right.
But Giants are going to be smart enough to pick Abdul Carter if they, you know, if Hunter's gone. Are they going to be smart enough to do this?
Yeah. I mean, I do think with Mr. Unlimited and Jameis backing things up, I guess you're good to go as far as the QB, I guess. I mean, I don't know if the Giants are – first off, I don't even know what that group is going to do because I think Shedeur Sanders with Coach Daboll would be a nice fit. Because all those things, that, you know, whether you think it's overblown, talking about his delivery and, you know, getting the ball out quicker, that's something Daboll can do. Because look what he did with Josh Allen when he was the you know, the coach there. So, yeah, Abdul Carter makes sense. Because Giants have so many needs, you go with the best player available.
No doubt. Carter, by the way, 68 tackles, 24 tackles for loss for Penn State, 12 sacks, 66 total pressures. Numbers are there, and he didn't miss games. So, you know, people were talking about him missing the combine. I really wasn't worried about that. Mm-hmm. Then he says, I'm not working out at my pro day, even though I'll do some you know, private visits like this. It's still not going to affect his draft status. He the tape doesn't lie. Kid's legit. And I think, Mike, he will be two or three the way this thing is looking as of right now, unless something major changes between now and the draft.
Right. Now, we're hoping that, you know, we have love to have our pick of edge rushers. As we said, Brian McFadden basically dismissed, that we would even take an offensive tackle. So maybe that's just misdirection from us, from the teams that are looking to tackle where we are, you know, in the area, in the neighborhood, Carl, where we're selecting. I don't put it past this organization, though.
To take one?
Well, I mean,
I'm going to be hot. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be hot.
Remember when Terry Fondo told us last year that there was no way I could pass up Michael Penix Jr.? Well, then you got to protect the guy that you're so in love with.
Yeah. Well, no, I understand. But if you tell us, again, and we know this, the numbers don't tell a different story. We are not as good as we need to be up front. If you do that, again, I get back to this. You are then telling us that you totally, wholeheartedly believe in the guys we have not seen. That's what you're telling us. If you go tackle at 15 or up or down, wherever we're going to be in that range, and you say, hey, we're going offensive tackle, that means everybody that we drafted that you didn't see, including the guys coming off of injury, okay, you feel like they are all difference makers and this defense is going to be just fine. Mike, I just feel like you got to have reinforcements. I said that yesterday, and I'll continue to say it, man. There's no way anybody can look me in the face at Flowery Branch right now and go, Yeah, we're going to be really good, man. These guys are going to be unbelievable. Nobody.
No, man. Look, we know what we need. We need a lot of stuff. We need more picks is what we need. Trading down is the move that makes the most sense. We were talking earlier with Brian McFadden about the Steelers and would the Steelers try to move up to get Shedeur Sanders. They don't have a second-round pick this year. The Steelers have a third-rounder, looked it up earlier. So the Steelers would need a little bit of help, you know, I mean, or at least from the team they're working with. It would have to be a first-rounder for next year and obviously a swap of this year's and perhaps some more, because if you look, I know it's kind of weird, but there are some measuring sticks, Carl, for looking at teams trading up, what the units are. Like, here's what, you know, fifth place is worth. Here's if you're selected from 21st to 24th. So they basically got to come up with a first-round pick and another first-round pick if they're going to move up in the top 10.
All right, guys, talking plenty of NFL. It's Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by, of course, All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Let's get to 4th and 1. Our buddy Brandon, who listens to all of our shows, I believe, and he's an avid Twitter follower as well. And Brandon, we always appreciate interacting with you. You can find us as well. But he sent us this 4th and 1 with Cam Newton, which is the podcast that he does, where Kyle Pitts went on his podcast. And as Cam says, he pulled up. And he did. And they talked about a lot of things. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've listened to or watched the entire thing, because I haven't. But we do have a snippet, Mike, that we want to play. And then let's talk a little bit about Kyle Pitts. Because, again, how is it that we go into every damn season and this continues to be a storyline? Like, at some point, I would have thought that this would have been a proven situation and we'd be moving on and talking about other things. But yet, here we are, about to start another offseason after the draft, and we'll be continuing to talk about Kyle Pitts. The reason is simple, guys. Has he lived up to the expectations? If you can answer yes, then we'll stop talking about him. Here's what he said on the podcast.
Do you feel like Kyle Pitts is slept on right now?
To the public, yeah.
Penix needs you.
You got to get back to the playoffs. Simple.
Atlanta is waiting.
For the people who really never know what's going on in the huddle, those are the people who had the most say. Like how you say, right, he works his best job for Expedia. He'll never run across the middle, so they think, oh, you're not getting open. Or it could be, damn, O-line might be getting ate up. And if the defense hot and y'all just getting shut down, then that's the week.
All right. So, again, you don't know what's going on in that huddle, Carl. Well, again, you're asked to run a route. If you run the route and you're open and the quarterback can get the progression, he's going to get the ball in your hands. We've seen it happen. We saw it happen twice in Tampa for touchdowns. We've also seen you not run the route and not get the ball thrown your way. We've also seen you, with Michael Penix, make an unbelievable catch in the red zone and a dart that was thrown. So we've seen a little bit of everything. We've also seen you play volleyball with a pass for Michael Penix's first interception.
But needs you.
Yeah, I mean, and Cam, Penix needs you.
This, I mean, and the forgotten one.
Cam is definitely made for TV. He is so made for TV. Oh, but that's great, man. Though. Look, I hope that first things first, I like that, you know, you're hearing Kyle Pitts much looser than he was with us or any other interview we've heard him do. That's great. Now just hope that translates to looseness on the field and success on the field.
Well, look, I've said this. I don't think him being he's not a demonstrative kind of guy, but it doesn't mean that he's soft. But it also doesn't mean that he's produced the way we have expected. So in our interviews with Kyle, it's in season. I don't expect him to be pounding his feet at Flowery Branch and saying, you know, throw me the damn ball. Although I kind of enjoy that if he in fact did that, because he would tell me that in fact he does want the ball.
And he has a heartbeat, which he showed you a little bit of that soundbite.
Yeah, man, but he's not. He hasn't done that, and I don't expect him to. But I know there are a lot of people like, man, he's soft. Just because he's not this demonstrative dude doesn't mean that he's soft. But I do think.
Feel like Kyle Pitts has slept on right now
to the public. Yeah.
And it- to the public. Well, prove it to us.
Again, I mean, look, 1 year, the injury, you can say, well, it's not his fault. Yes, but injuries, I can't call Troy Anderson a bum because of injury, not call Kyle Pitts. When you're not on the field, you're not giving me anything.
Right.
So, and then the year he came back, he still wasn't 100%. And then Arthur Smith was also asking him to do stuff he couldn't obviously do, like block, you know? So, look, here's where we are. Whatever you think, how much is, if there's a pie chart, how much is on Kyle Pitts? How much is on the bad quarterback play? The coach is not really knowing what he is, including Zach Robinson, right? So I don't know if he's using him the right way. I know that we've had it said, Carl, on this show by other NFL insiders that the routes that you see Drake London run in the Rams offense, which is what we're using, is normally the kind of stuff you'd expect Kyle Pitts to be in.
Yeah, Penix needs.
How about you need Penix?
You know what? The only thing missing is, like, we got on Kyle Pitts. The forgotten Pitts.
Yeah, the forgotten
left
one.
To die.
That's what Cam said a few years ago when nobody was giving him a
Pitts,
shot.
Nobody giving Pitts a shot. Fifth year. Contract year. Gonna rise up.
Turtle, you remember that? You remember that with Cam Newton? We had so much fun with that soundbite, man. Yeah.
Forgotten Cam.
That's when he got back in the league and
left
scored.
Left to die.
But that podcast will get some run because, again, He doesn't say a lot.
But what about when he's saying, well, you don't know if the offensive line's getting chewed up? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy, Tiger. Easy now. Easy now.
Is he insinuating that the protection's not there and therefore he's not getting the ball?
That's what I said to you in the previous segment. I said, there's two things I want Falcon fans to listen to now. Not everyone's going to pick up on it. Chris, play it again.
Do you feel like Kyle Pitts has slept on right now?
To the public, yeah.
Penix needs you.
You got to get back to the playoffs. Simple.
Atlanta is waiting.
For the people who really never know what's going on in the huddle, those are the people who had the most say. Like how you say, Wright, he works his best job for Expedia. He'll never run across the middle, so they think, oh, you're not getting open. Or it could be, damn, O-line might be getting ate up. And if the defense hot and y'all just getting shut down, then that's the week.
Are you getting open?
Yeah. Well, because, again, some guy that writes for, was it Expedia, whatever the website is? Okay, well, I heard Greg Olsen, who's a Pro Bowl tight end, say that you're not doing the work.
Are you getting open?
And I heard Rodney Harrison, who you know won a couple of Super Bowls, say that you're too big and too athletic to be that soft. So those guys are actual peers. Those guys played at the highest level, and they had specifics. Not some nerd. I don't know who this nerd is breaking down film. I'll agree with you. I don't know that guy. That guy's never going to cross the middle. But those guys have been across the middle and delivered hits on the middle. And they say you're not that guy. And those are NFL players.
All right. We're going to spend a whole other offseason talking about this dude?
Nope. Hopefully he's going to come out. Look, the best thing possible is that he and Penix form this bond in the red zone that's been missing for this team forever since Tony Gonzalez when it comes to the tight end.
I hope so, too.
Although, check that. I mean, we actually had some dudes, you know. I mean, who was it? Who was the guy that wound up in Miami? The backup that, Jonnu Smith was actually pretty darn good.
No, he was great.
Jonnu Smith statistically was better than Pitts last year.
No, he was great.
But that's what we're looking for on a consistent basis. And look, this is a contract year, whether it's here or somewhere else for him. So he should be motivated.
Imagine that. I said and I hoped last year that this would be the difference. And everybody said with Kirk Cousins being the quarterback, it would be. And what happened? Like, he played with the most experienced quarterback he's played with here outside of Matt Ryan, Mike, and that was only for a season. This thing was supposed to pop. So now, I mean, again, now you're going to tell me, Cam, you know, when you say, Penix needs you. Okay, well, Mike can deliver the football. We've seen that. And he threw a dot that Kyle Pitts actually caught in the Washington game that was really impressive. So I don't know what to believe, Mike. I'm sitting here contemplating, like, you know what? Because seriously, like, I thought, okay, if this guy unlocks him, meaning Kirk Cousins, this offense is off the charts. You know what you're getting from Drake. You know what you're getting from Bijan. We started talking about it. I had a bigger belief in Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Than most. He jumped off the page at us. I mean, like, but the missing link has still been Kyle Pitts.
Yep. That's the dude, man. Look, you're drafted fourth. And I'm sorry, guys. I know some of you Pitts guys don't want to hear it. When you're drafted fourth, there's an expectation level. He's not even come close to meeting it by any measurable. By the way, we mentioned earlier, we'll talk more about it. The Browns signed Joe Flacco to a one-year deal. There's really nowhere for Kirk Cousins to go. If the Steelers don't get in with Aaron Rodgers, then there really is maybe Steelers, but there's really nowhere else to go, Carl. And then it's just simply, do you have him on the team, as you suggested, and you'll have him here in August and hope that there's an injury for somebody else and they can trade him?
All right, let's discuss that because the NFL schedule also, we might have a date when the schedule is going to drop, which is also a big deal. We'll tell you about it next.
They ain't never seen this Cam.
You want to know how I know?
They ain't never seen him. The forgotten Cam. Felt like I was just left to die.
What a day for Rory. I mean, you talk about comebacks. Rory is two shots off the lead. He's done at 6-under today. He had a remarkable round, Mike, after what we thought yesterday. He was blowing it. He was 4-under, and then he wasn't. Two doubles on the back, and all of a sudden, boom, he's even, and everybody, and Mike and I were saying this at the end of the show yesterday, and we hope you were listening. He normally caves like this on a day in a 4-round major. We don't know what day it usually is. Like, it could be the second or third day, but it happened to be the first. And you say, man, you were right in the hunt. Okay, he's done. Mike, he could win this thing.
I was just showing Carl, I read this last night and some of this morning, Bob Herrick, who we have on the show from SI, is Rory done after yesterday's meltdown? Almost certainly. In a matter of two holes, McIlroy went from being right in the mix to having to fight his way back. McIlroy often finds himself behind and trying to go low. It's a disaster. Another one, John Plum from SI. I would say no, but then you look where he's at. So yes, the quest for this career Grand Slam is over already.
Wow.
Jeff Ritter, yes, he's toast. John Schwarb, SI's golf senior editor. It's definitely on life support. report. That's the most positive thing that was written about Rory McIlroy. But again, I said the same thing to Carl at the end of the show yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour, because this is where he derails his major attempt, certainly at Augusta. But this is showing you, and that's why I said to Carl earlier, I tweeted it, why we love sports, why we love watching live sports, because you never know the outcome. And a guy who's shown he can find that inner fight, in this case, Carl, he found his balls with his lucky charms and he's back on track.
I can't wait to see how it plays out over the weekend, but he's got a shot. Like, he went from not having a shot to having a great round, which is what he needed to do to give himself an opportunity. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, let's talk about the Flacco situation. If you're just joining us, you're going, okay, why does that matter? What does it have to do with us? Flacco returning to the Browns for a one-year deal, it's $4 million, means that they are filling their quarterback room up.
Right.
And if they are doing that, because they've already made a deal with to get Kenny Pickett away from Philly, again, he, I don't think, is the perceived starter, but you add Flacco to this mix, and this is a guy that they trust. Listen, Kevin Stefanski did something here. This is deeper than just Flacco. He went with a guy that led him to the playoffs when Deshaun Watson was hurt and said, you know what, maybe we'll go back to the well. At least I know what he can do.
Right.
And coming off the season that Kirk Cousins had, maybe, Mike, there were some reservations about, okay, is he really the guy we saw at the beginning of the season, or is he the guy that got benched? Either way, the Browns have made a decision.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
We heard. And that's going to affect this Cousins situation.
Yeah, there's just, you need leverage. I mean, for us to get anything other than, I mean, we've seen, and that's why, right, hey, now, remember when I read that article from ESPN that said the best we can get is a seventh rounder for Cousins?
And people got mad.
I mean, don't kill the messenger, man. Bill Barnwell wrote that about 3 weeks ago, because you run out of leverage. Now, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to Pittsburgh, the only team, maybe, if we're lucky, and again, I don't know if it comes pre-draft, the ideal situation is we'd be able to get an extra pick, albeit a fifth or a sixth rounder for Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
And then maybe the Steelers could take $5 or $10 million off our hands and we have to eat the rest. 37.5. That's what Bill Barnwell was writing. Maybe somebody takes $8 to $10 million at best, and they're doing you a favor. They don't have to do anything. Kirk's got to sign off on it. But what happens if if you do this and then we find out they do find a way to get Shedeur Sanders, or they go and get a quarterback like Jalen Milroe? Is that going to hurt Kirk's tender sensibilities about having a rookie quarterback over his shoulder?
Probably.
Because then that means he'll say no way. He'll veto it. And the only thing, and this is something that my compadre here, Carl, has been on for months, you hold on to him, you take him into camp maybe, on the cusp of camp, maybe somebody loses a quarterback or some other unforeseen circumstances, there's an injury, and then maybe, just maybe, you get some leverage with somebody. But that's like a one in a million, isn't it?
It is. Because you're waiting on a desperate situation to play out. I'm not saying it won't, and I don't want anybody in the league to get hurt. We need our stars. It's why we watch on Sunday. There's nothing worse than watching a couple of backups that are starting for teams that are in contention, and you're like, but these things, they do happen. And if it does, to me, that is the only way now that you start to say, okay, we have a chance to maybe make a deal. But we'll wait to see. And by the way, do you believe the Browns don't pick a quarterback at two?
Good. That was a bit of a clerical error.
I have no idea what these guys are going to do, man. I really don't. I don't know if they're going to go with the best athlete, which, you could make the argument, and you already have, that is that going to be
Travis Hunter?
Travis Hunter, because he is the ultimate weapon.
He is.
Because he can play both sides of the football, and he can be your shutdown corner for a decade. Or do they say that Abdul Carter opposite Myles Garrett? Now we're a fire-breathing defense, and no matter who our quarterback is, we're going to be holding opponents to less than 21 points. So maybe that's what they shoot for. But either way, I don't know, man. I think with Flacco, a lot of Cleveland Browns, I just read some of the Cleveland Browns chat room their website stuff, and a lot of their fans are going, they never should have not had Flacco last year. Because Flacco took, remember they had that loss against the Texans 2 years ago, but last year Flacco would have maybe done a more consistent job than Jameis. Did Jameis pop for a minute, does what Jameis does, then the wheels fell off.
Yeah, Flacco threw for 300 yards and 4 straight wins with the Browns. They went 4-1 in his 5 regular season starts, and then that came to an end against that wild card matchup with the Texans. So he's proven he can still let it fly, Mike, but this does affect what we've been talking about, and everybody assuming, oh, he's going to the Browns. Browns are waiting. They're going to trade for him. Browns, Browns, Browns. Slow your roll.
404. I guess the Saints got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow.
Yeah, we heard that too. 404-726-0929. You guys are more than welcome to chime in, and we would certainly love to hear from you.
But, I mean, what's it like in the locker room? What's it going to be like? Because, our buddy Dave Bassidy and the media guys, I mean, is Kirk Cousins going to do interviews? Love to talk to Kirk. We've invited. Love to have Kirk on. And clarify, you know, when were you lying?
He's in the training room.
Were you lying in February? Were you lying back in October, November?
He's getting treatment.
Right. I mean, love to talk to Kirk about this and say, what am I got it wrong? I think you come off like a phony. Tell
He's
me why you're not a phony.
Film.
Why are you a guy that just, you know, can't help himself? He's got a big mouth. Like,
just
I know what
never
that's
really
like.
Could get it to where I wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, do you feel that Michael Penix Jr. deserves a clean slate with an established backup but is not a threat to you? Because I don't think, like, Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris don't care what the fans think. No, nor should they. You run your team how you run your team. But, I mean, some folks would fan, and the media might fan a little controversy if Penix gets off to a slow start, you know, when you got Kirk Cousins there.
All right, Mike, and
are you buy that? Or you think that ship has sailed and Kirk Cousins will never start or never play quarterback unless there's an injury?
No. I just feel like the doors, there's not enough open doors, man. There's just not. We said this when the Aaron Rodgers situation was playing out. All these guys, you just think because of name recognition that they're going to land. They don't. Sometimes it passes them by. Sometimes the opportunities close, Mike. And by the way, you know, this whole idea, sometimes it's as simple as who gives me the best chance to win? Is it this guy or that guy? The Browns literally said, well, you know what? We know Joe Flacco, and he gives us the better chance to win. They're not paying this additional money to trade for Kirk Cousins, guys. It's not happening.
No, we said, guys, if you listen to Uncle Mike and Uncle Carl, we told you all the way back in January that Kirk Cousins will probably just get cut. There are other ways to play it out. I thought they were going to already cut him by now.
June 1.
And you said it would be, you know, post June 1. Either way, guys, there's no market. Remember we had guys back in January. Well, we can trade Kirk Cousins. No, you're not trading Kirk Cousins for an edge rusher. You're not trading Kirk Cousins for anything. You know, we may have to spend $20 million or $25 million just to get a sixth or a seventh round pick in the bargain, just to get him off the books. That's if we're lucky for 2026.
All right.
Very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup.
Terry, we heard you. And you know what? Some of people in this room believe you now who didn't believe you earlier. Not us, Mike. I'm looking at Turtle. our producer was like, that's not going to happen. There's no way they're going to keep him as a – how's it looking right now?
Now, I don't think it's a good idea to have a guy who's basically, you know, been a phony baloney in your locker room. It's a different version of why Russell Wilson wears out his welcome other places. Maybe it doesn't play that way with the Falcons. As I said, I don't know, man. If we actually could get these guys to tell the truth about how they really feel about Cousins, with some guys go, I think he's a tool. Mm. Or to some guys, as I said earlier, if this is simply a ploy to make more money and players always respect guys' ability to earn a dollar and just that's the way he goes about it, so be it, man. Okay. Because we heard Bijan earlier last year. This guy's legit. Because after two bums at Bijan saw a quarterback, this guy is legit.
He is legit. No, listen, and you throw for 500 yards in a game, I'll ask how many Falcons have done that. He's the only one. So when you start talking about the things that he did early on, he was legit. All right, NFL schedule, Mike, big deal. We know it happens in May. We get the draft in just a week or two here, like 10 days. And then May is when the schedule releases. They are now saying somewhere, I love this, the NFL's just toying with this, somewhere around May 13th, 14th, 15th, somewhere in that range will probably be the target date, is what the folks are saying in the NFL offices. Mike North is a NFL president. He's the vice president of broadcast planning. That's what he's saying about this. So if you're curious, like, hey, man, when's the schedule come out? We always know who we're playing home and away. We just don't know what that looks like on the schedule.
And there's one variable in the equation, and that is the game in Germany, right?
Correct.
And, Chris, who is it again that we would be playing on there? Is it the Colts? There's a one team that was designated for the German game potentially as on their schedule, and I think we're on their road schedules. That would be the game, right? Is that accurate?
It is.
Yep, got it right.
Jags in London, Jets in London, Browns in London, Colts in Berlin, Steelers in Dublin, Dolphins in Madrid, and the Chargers are back in Brazil. So those are all the international games. Man, this thing's starting to look.
I know.
Eventually, it's going to be like game in China,
yes.
Game in Australia. I mean, the way this reads. But, yeah, three in London, Berlin, Dublin, Madrid, and Brazil.
Hi, everybody. Ian Eagle live from Ho Chi Minh City.
Exactly. It's coming soon.
So, like, the globalization of why? Because they got us. You're still selling a ton of stuff here, but just to get, like the NBA did for a while, you want to sell more stuff elsewhere. I would be intrigued to go to the German game because, you know, and if the Minister of Finance lets me go, that'd be fun. Do you want to have any interest in going over there back to you were there as a kid?
No, I am. We're going in December as a trip. So
right.
I can't do both. But this was already planned, and it was part of a birthday gift that I got. But I can't do the Berlin thing and do what we're doing this year. So I'd love to, but not going to happen.
All right, man. Because the last London trip, the wife's like, the wedding. I'm like, who cares? Put on a credit card. That's what America's built on, credit.
Yeah, that's just true. This is true. Coming up. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Also, our buddy Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO, is going to stop by a little bit later on.
Yes, I am.
And we got to talk about the G-Day game, man. It's tomorrow.
I don't want it. I don't care for it. Don't need it.
Ryan Puglisi, we're going to get a look at him. We'll tell you all about that. And also Georgia Tech. It's all on the way here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Hey, man. Kind of a cloudy day here in the A. A little bit of rain earlier today. Last night was a little crazy. You get the crazy thunderstorms where you were? I was worried about hail.
Oh, my goodness. I felt bad for my poor little cat. He was scared absolutely to death.
We got 9 lives. I mean, you know.
I think he may have spent a couple of them before he got to me.
You didn't get any hail damage, did you, up there in Cobb? No,
I mean, no,
was,
did not.
No, because I had to Batmobile out last night, and I was all of a sudden we're at the Palmers down in Peachtree City.
Yeah.
Great hang. And all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh. But it was just heavy, heavy rain.
Oh, yeah. No,
I want to go out there and have my hood look like a damn Titleist.
Oh, you know? Already know. Well, didn't you get some of that damage one time?
Yeah, we had there's a dude, Dr. Dent or Dent Master, whatever. Yeah. The dude fixed the dents. But yeah, man, insurance paid for it. But it's hail's a pain in the butt.
It is. They predicted that we were going to get that, and I'm glad we didn't, Brad. Channel 2. But you know, you don't know. But no, it did rain hard. But no, thank goodness we didn't get any hail.
Right,
hey, man. Coming up, we're going to talk to Steve Coonan, as I mentioned, next hour. Also, more on the Dogs. And Tennessee, Mike, has an issue that they are dealing with.
Oof. And by the way, there's some new memes that are dropping on the internet. And I put them up at Mike Bell ATL. Somebody out there is being really creative, doing like little basically something you'd see at a Walmart or a toy store for different teams around the SEC. So we'll explain that at 4:00.
All right, it's on the way right now. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle, what is going on? Happy Friday, sir.
All right, guys. Well, we may have thought incorrectly that Marcell Ozuna was the hero of last night's Braves game. It was not.
What?
Marcell Ozuna.
He hit a home run.
It was Fosell Ozuna. And if you haven't seen this, do yourself a favor.
Okay.
And just type into Twitter, Ozuna.
Okay.
And scroll for about 2 to 3 seconds, and it'll pop right up. There was a gentleman yesterday.
Oh, the guy? Okay. All right, there you go.
Who was dressed to the nines doing his best Marcell Ozuna impression. He has the same body type. He has the same beard.
Well, hold on. Marcell Ozuna does not have a Joey like that.
Well,
okay. This guy's got a beer belly.
Okay.
I mean, Ozuna's a large mammal, but he doesn't have that kind of a Joey.
No, he doesn't. It's a more exaggerated version. It's Marcell Ozuna post-retirement,
right,
what he looks like.
Right.
He's got the sleeve. He's got the beard. He's got the glasses. He's got the hat tilted the
That's
one
gold.
Way. And he has been dubbed the hero of last night's Braves game. But let me ask you guys this off of that, because we know the Braves have done a bunch of things over the last couple of years. They had the Snip Bear. They had the Pearls.
Yeah.
The year they won the World Series.
Yeah. We had Kung Fu Panda. Remember, we had Panda Hugs
back
in the day.
Panda. The Mets last year had that song, Oh My God, by one of their players. Do you guys believe in the sort of rallying cry items that are used in particularly Major League Baseball where it's a really long season?
I do. And look, it's funny because there are things that teams will try that don't work, and we don't get wind of it. And the stuff that does, it becomes a big deal, and it gets a life of its own. And when the fan base becomes aware, all of a sudden it just grows into this thing, and it becomes cool for that particular team. So, you know, yeah, I do believe in this stuff. And by the way, if it helps us win, I don't care how they do it. But these guys, man, the season, 162 games, guys, most of us cannot imagine what that is like day in and day out and the grind of it. You know, Mike, we make fun of, you know, these guys staying in nice hotels and all of that. But every day, if you're playing, and most of these stars are,
right,
you know, it does wear on you. And you need some relief.
Yes.
You know, and that's what you get last night when this guy, everybody's like, who is this dude? What is going on here? It's fun.
Chris, now we have a guy, I don't think you've ever seen him because I haven't seen him in a while. Remember the dude who dresses up in a Falcons uniform at Falcons practice? And this dude, he would wear a helmet, shoulder pads, thigh pads, the whole thing. And let's just say that Drake London caught a pass. He would immediately go, Drake London, 997 yards last year, 7 touchdowns. And this guy was, I mean, completely certifiable. I don't know if we've seen him in the last couple of years, but in the 2000s, you'd see this guy at Falcons practice, and he was like certifiable.
It reminds me of the guys in the Raiders in the stands where they got the big spikes on and the face paint.
I will say this: when we were at Oakland, the old Oakland Stadium, Carl, I think Arch and Wes were on that trip, and Arthur Blank was on the field, and I had a field pass that day, and Arthur Blank. And it's so funny because Arthur Blank's walking around, people boo-boo the Falcons, and Arthur walks over. Next thing you know, everybody's taking pictures. Arthur's leaning back. All those guys that you're talking about, Chris, with the skulls on the shoulder pads and stuff, they're like, hey, thanks, Mr. Blank. It was the funniest darn thing.
All right. Let me know if you guys love...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Love or hate this level of petty? Bill Belichick is releasing a book. It is called The Art of Winning, and it will be on sale on May 6th.
I ain't buying it.
Dan Shaughnessy, who is a legendary local reporter in Boston, got his hands on an advanced copy. He read it cover to cover. One thing stood out about this book. Robert Kraft and his name appears zero times in the entire book.
How?
We know that they've had their little tete-a-tete the past couple of years since he's left. But yeah, man, oh, man. sticking it to Kraft like that? You love it, or was that a weak sauce move?
Hasn't he gotten more petty as this has gone on?
Yes.
Like, since it went wrong in New England, it feels like this is the petty that we didn't know about Bill Belichick. And so, do I love being petty at times? Sometimes. But do I love this about Belichick? And why do you have to act this way? You are the greatest coach in the history of the sport, right, Mike?
Right.
You won all these Super Bowls. Everybody thinks you've got genius juice everywhere. I mean, why do you have to act this way when, in fact, everybody kisses your feet and says you're the best ever? You don't have to do this.
Yeah, it's almost like the Falcons. You know, he's got one of the great victories in the Super Bowl history, of course, our choke job, and we've then subsequently driven him to this pettiness after Arthur Blank, you know, really had him this close to being signed and then was talked out of it. And now he just throws his crap out there. And then you mentioned the situation with Kraft. Yeah, he just comes off like a petulant child. Yeah. It's almost like, you know what this reminds you of, man? How Bobby Knight was at the end of his career.
Ooh, good call. Good call. Yeah. I don't like it, but I'm not buying the book. Because here's the deal. I don't want to read about what we all know he's written about in that book.
Well.
You and I both know it.
That sounds a little personal, Carl.
There's no doubt there's one or two or maybe even three chapters to the comeback. I don't want to read it.
That sounds a little personal, Carl.
Told you I could be petty.
All right. Let me see if you guys are down with this. Our boy Chuck, Charles Barkley, had a very strong message for Ja Morant. A guy that is sort of wayward right now in the league as he's embattled in all these situations about different hand gestures, his latest being the grenade toss after games, and that's juxtaposed with their coach getting fired, although they're the number 5 seed in the West. It's a whole mess. So Chuck said last night on TNT, quote, "You know one person who's happy right now? Taylor Jenkins, because he ain't got to deal with that crap anymore. He's going to get another job that he deserves and be like, man, I'm so happy I don't have to deal with all this immature stuff anymore."
Mm.
Yeah, man, no, man. Do you feel like Jenkins not being able to control the actions of his star player was actually his fault? Or is this on Ja to man up?
Well, the story initially was that they basically brought in a bunch of assistants. We talked about this the other day, that were not of his choosing. These were guys he had to fire his longtime assistants. They brought in a guy that was going to bring sort of a center or a pick and roll sort of dominant offense and some European assistant coach he'd never worked with before. But then, you know, this is why when we talk about coach killer, that's a coach killer. You know, I mean, there's other circumstances, but Ja Morant's lack of maturity, the things that I used to bellyache about Trey certainly left that in the rear view. Trey's a leader. Trey's got, you know, leadership all over him now and embraces that role and has responsibility and accountability. Ja Morant has none of that in his life.
I blame he doesn't, and I'm with Mike on this, but I blame the general manager. Not for the firing, but for not putting mature guys around Ja Morant when he came into the league, all right? And as he's grown as a player, that is a big problem and has been in Memphis. Zach Kleiman is his name. He was there in 2021 when they named him. He was with the organization. But, Mike, he was the guy behind this, and he's been there. And it's almost as if, like, he bows down to Ja instead of bringing in guys that will challenge Ja. And that is a general manager's job. That is not a head coach's job. And so because of that, it's cost the coach his job.
And then the subsequent article, I guess, was yesterday. Carl, we didn't get a chance to talk about it on the air, that both the GM and the coach in Denver get blown out just 5 days before the playoffs or 5 games before the playoffs. The latest story comes out, is it ESPN or is it SI? That it was basically Mike Malone kissing Russell Westbrook's butt. That apparently alienated a lot of guys on that team that felt that Russell was just being his typical diva self and that Malone was letting him get away with it. That apparently created, amongst other things, there were some rifts in that locker room.
All right, before we get out of here, Mike, I definitely need your take on this.
Okay.
The legend of Hair Helmet grows. It was reported by Todd McShay that Mel Kiper does not have a cell phone and that he uses 4 landlines in order to get all of his draft and inside intel information. Well, Mel went on a podcast with Sports Illustrated and settled the record. He said, no, Todd was exaggerating. I actually do have a cell phone, but I never check it. I check it maybe once a day. I use my landline and I use my wife's cell phone to get any information. If somebody needs to contact me, they can go through her. The only thing that I really check are my emails. Yeah, man, no, man.
Is he that idiosyncratic that perhaps he's one of those guys? I mean, look, my life is a lot simpler before the cell phone, like a lot of people's, right?
I agree.
But did you buy that? I'm going to say no.
No, I don't buy it. No. And the reason is because Mill's talking to too many people to not be connected in that way. But, you know, I will say this. A lot of the stuff he does is leading up to a big day, right? It's leading up to two days of the year, 3 days. And we're talking about the draft. So all that lead-up work, Mike, I mean, we're not talking about urgency of breaking stories. We're just talking about, hey, having a conversation with this, that, and the other a team or coach or whoever he's talking to.
Right.
So maybe, but I don't believe it. No, I'm with Mike. I have a hard time in this day and age believing that because even if you do have a landline, let me tell you the advantage of a cell phone, and this is the other part of this. You're telling me he's gotten all these numbers written down and he's dialing them? Cell phone, you have a name. There are names in your cell phone. You don't even know the people you're calling's number. You just hit the name. There's no way he's got like all these numbers written down. This is into the 80s, and he's going, doot, doot, doot.
He's got an old school Rolodex, Carl.
He's dialing up all these numbers. I don't believe that.
All right, real quick before we get out of here.
Does he have AOL dial up for his modem at home?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, MelKiper43@AOL.com. Right. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend here in the A. We got Masters, we got Braves, we got Hawks, we got United. What are we cooking?
You know what? That's a good question, man. Daughter came home today, and so she's got a friend with her, and they're hanging out. I'm not sure. I think we're going to go to dinner, to be honest with you, because it's such a nice weekend. But I'd love to put something on, bro. I haven't even thought about it. But with Sunday and this, the way this thing is looking right now, Mike, with all these guys, these name brands at the top of this leaderboard, Rose, DeChambeau, McElroy, Scotty, Sunday, I totally am going to put something on.
Sitting outside, going to watch the Masters on TV. Thanks again to Kirby, our neighbor. He's like my garden sensei, Carl. He's retired. He's the guy that, I mean, he watches the dog for us, him and his lovely wife, and gives me advice on the yard and lets me borrow his lawn equipment that I then sometimes don't return on a timely fashion. So if we're going to do burgers, turkey burgers, regular burgers, brats, dogs.
Nice.
Yeah, and Joe, who's a retired. Joe, by the way, retired. I got a great neighborhood. Everyone's got dogs. Retired Army colonel.
Okay.
He's the one with the Shelby Cobra.
Yeah.
Great guy. So anyway, we're going to have this. And it's so funny. I go, Joe, why don't you bring your wife? He goes, well, she just, she don't really like people. That's a guy who always.
He's honest.
He always like sits down, cry, Chris, at our Super Bowl party, just holds court. But yeah, we're going to have like a neighborhood over to watch the Masters, basically. It's going to be just dogs and burgers. Keeping it simple.
Beautiful. All right. With that said, Turtle, hit Chris's music.
Coming up, Tennessee has an issue. And I'm not sure if it's getting fixed or not. Also, G-Day is tomorrow. Georgia Tech playing their spring game. We'll get into all of that and more next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.